Welcome to the first in a series of conversations with Infrascale partners and end customers. These sessions are designed to gain a better understanding about how they are leveraging Infrascale solutions to make a positive impact on their business. The following is a conversation with Corey Ruthart, Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer with Sympatico. Sympatico is a global managed IT and artificial intelligence-based cybersecurity company with headquarters in Lubbock, Texas. Their platform is complemented by an array of IoT and physical security and life safety solutions for businesses and enterprises worldwide.
I would like to introduce Corey Ruthart, Executive Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer at Sympatico Systems based out of Lubbock, Texas. Corey, can you tell us a little bit about Sympatico and what your company does?
Absolutely. So Sympatico, we started as a managed service company. We really kind of do everything that is technology. So everything low voltage all the way through full data center. We've got a little over 600 customers across 13 states, primarily southwestern part of the U.S. But really our bread and butter is that small, medium-sized business customer. We do everything, help desk, full data center services, backup, disaster recovery, all of it.
Excellent. So when we look at your typical customers and why they seek you out, are you guys the kind of MSP where you manage everything for them and they call you for everything? Or do you divide and conquer where you allow them to do some of their own restores and their own technology?
Yeah, we're pretty flexible in that regard. We've got customers, because we're such a large organization, we have kind of a pretty wide gamut of those customers. Certainly on the smaller customer size, you know, 10 to 20, sometimes even 50 users, we do pretty much everything for those customers. And when we get to larger organizations where they have their own internal IT, most of the time we're coming in and helping supplement, maybe doing project delivery or working with helping to bring in some more resources where they need it and bringing in solutions like Infrascale.
Excellent. So what is the number one problem that you need to solve for your customers specific to disaster recovery?
For me, technology is all about visibility, and that's kind of a systemic issue in pretty much every solution out there, especially when you're working on disparate systems and you're jumping into an environment a lot of times that you don't have a lot of familiarity with as an MSP. You're onboarding a customer, you have those initial conversations. Infrascale has been great from that perspective because we can walk in and pretty much fit that into any solution set or any existing network that we might need to jump into. But having the visibility of seeing all of the information within those dashboards to know what the current status is, last backup times, what realistically do we have backed up and what kind of data could we restore? Those are huge things that we really want to check out. And then again, having a large customer set means there's a lot of data to know which backups succeeded, which ones might have had some issues. We don't want to have dedicated technicians that have to watch that all the time. And so some of the automation and tool sets out of the portal for Infrascale has been great.
Excellent. So you guys have deployed a good amount of IBDR. Why did you choose Infrascale over some of our competitors?
Yeah, I think we've tried just about every one of them over time. I think when we had chosen to switch to Infrascale, I believe we were using Datto at the time. We actually evaluated the solution, moved to Infrascale, really based on ease of use to be able to deploy that, having very easy pricing, and the fact that we can get appliances rolled into those contracts and it's not a huge CapEx investment for customers makes it a great selling point to be able to get into those SMB markets too.
Excellent. So where would you typically deploy an IBDR type solution?
The easy answer is everywhere. I feel like we need to make sure with a lot of these customers that we've got good backup and disaster recovery. And using disaster recovery as a service through that IBDR platform has been huge for us. In the industry recently, we've seen all of the ransomware attacks and all the different events that are out there that cause a lot of concern, kind of mild panic attacks for a lot of our small and medium-sized business customers. And so having a solution that we know we have confidence in that is rock solid, where we know that we've got the data, even if something happened on site, we can restore that data elsewhere, has been huge for them. So I think really kind of any customer that we have has been very open to that solution.
Excellent. And then now when we're talking about the solution, how do you deploy the solution? Do you take advantage of our implementation assistance? And then typically how long does it take?
We've been with InfraScale for a couple of years now, so I think we'd like to say that we're experts in it as well from that deployment standpoint. So we get it done pretty quickly. Normally when we go into a customer environment, beginning with that sales process all the way through full delivery, we're talking less than a month. Most of that is going through the checklists, making sure that we've got all of our project management pieces in place and setting up all the contracts. Once we order that appliance, those things typically hit within 2 weeks, and then we're just scheduling and putting it in a customer environment.
Excellent. So once you've got it deployed, are you guys taking advantage of our single pane of glass dashboard to operate, manage, and monitor the IVR solution?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when we're looking at this stuff, we talked just a little bit ago about, you know, what is the primary thing that we're trying to solve? And that single pane of glass really does solve pretty complex business problems. Again, we have customers that were backing us up in VMware, Hyper-V, and standalone server environments. Sometimes we're doing like a CFO desktop because, you know, they may not have a server environment, so we're just kind of selecting high priority desktops in some instances. But within any of those different environments, being able to see what's happening, what backups have been successful, which ones might have had some kind of VSS errors, they haven't restarted their computer in 2 months, stuff like that. Being able to get those alerts, have it send directly to our help desk, so we're just kind of working on the small trouble ticket issues, has been great for us.
Excellent. Now, when we look at IBDR, what would you say is your favorite feature that our solution provides?
For me, it's still the security orchestration. Being able to actually go in and determine what kind of environment I'm going to restore into so that we're not having to do any of that planning when an event happens. Now, as much of that as we can have determined at the very beginning and have that planning already done is huge. Every hour that you plan and get that stuff right is going to save you 4 or 5 hours during an actual restoration event. So the fact that we can go in, we can determine what's going to boot up, when it's going to boot up, the sequence of events, time delays in between. We can click one button and get everything booted in the cloud is pretty amazing.
Excellent. So for my last question, is there a specific story around where you've used our solution to get a customer back up and running after some kind of disaster? And what kind of disaster was it?
Absolutely. Fortunately, we do have to rely on this technology pretty frequently. Sometimes it's self-induced. Sometimes it's issues where users have clicked on the wrong thing. But more often than not, a lot of the instances right now are related to those ransomware type of events. Customers clicked on a link. Somebody has gotten access remotely, and they've ended up encrypting everything. We had a solution just a couple of weeks ago where it was a manufacturing company. And manufacturing without access to their systems and ERP, it's pretty difficult. They have huge downtime per hour type of calculations. So the fact that we were able to go in to that type of an implementation, restore those solutions on premise directly from their appliance and have them up and running within an hour or two was huge for them.
Thanks, Corey. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us about Simpatico and how you guys are leveraging our InfraScale Backup and Disaster Recovery solution to help benefit your customers. For those who are interested in learning more about InfraScale's IBDR solution for small and medium-sized businesses, please visit infrascale.com or follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn, or you can also visit our InfraScale YouTube channel.